This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. The House votes tonight on Speaker John Boehner's Plan B that he says would prevent us from falling off the fiscal cliff. No matter what, though, looks like it's not going far. Senator Harry Reid says he won't bring the measure to the Senate, and the president says he'd veto it anyway. So now, a story about the iconic New York Stock Exchange. But we're not reporting this from Wall Street. That's because the NYSE is getting gobbled up by an upstart rival in Georgia, the Intercontinental Exchange. ICE is paying over $8 billion for the exchange's parent company. Jim Burris reports from Atlanta.
You'd think a company buying the NYSE would have a towering building downtown. Not exactly.
You have reached your destination.
GPS and two stops to ask for directions lead me to a nondescript suburban office complex. The building sign just says ICE. A tourist attraction, it's not.
Before you say anything, I have to ask you to leave the property.
And in a matter of seconds, a security guard escorts me out. It's okay, they won't be getting many visitors because the famous trading floor isn't coming to Atlanta.
There will still be a New York Stock Exchange, and it'll be headquartered right where it is.
Jeff Rosenzweig teaches finance at Emory University. He says in today's world of online instant trades, physical location hardly matters. And ICE specializes in those types of trades, things like energy and commodities.
It will be, as far as I can see, a kind of a dual headquarter thing.
ICE and NASDAQ paired last year in a bid to buy the NYSE, but regulators shot it down over antitrust concerns. This time, without NASDAQ in the picture, it should be smoother sailing.
In a word or two, bittersweet.
Seaport Securities Corporation President Ted Weisberg says today's news is bitter because...
At one point, there were 5,000 people that worked on the trading floor, and now I don't know how many are down there, but my guess is it's 600 or 700, and that might be an exaggeration.
And why is it sweet? Because the deal would pay a 33% premium on the price of shares of the NYSE's parent company. In Atlanta, I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.